USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president said at a rally he's likely to choose a woman for a nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away from pancreatic cancer on Friday at the age of 87.
When the choice is made, I'll be sending it over to Mitch in the Senate, and they will do what they have to do. I think we'll have a very popular choice, whoever it may be.
The president said he would name a nominee soon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a vote will be held. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
This is a president who's guided by the founding of this country and the Constitution. And you look at the justices he's put in place, Neil Gorsuch, you look at Justice Kavanaugh. These are great justices.
The president's short list of potential nominees is reported to include appeals court judges Barbara Lagoa and Amy Coney Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Before leaving for his rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina, President Trump spoke with reporters at the White House and endorsed a TikTok deal with Walmart and Oracle.
Conceptually, I think it's a great deal for America. They'll be hiring at least 25,000 people. It'll most likely be incorporated in Texas. It'll be a brand new company. It will have nothing to do with any outside land, any outside country.
He said the new company will be called TikTok Global. Federal officials have intercepted a package that was addressed to President Trump. It tested positive for the poison ricin. It was found at an off-site location that screens mail addressed to the White House. The FBI, the Secret Service, and the U.S. Postal Service inspectors are investigating the source of the package. The Postal Service says there's no danger to the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A number of record storms has caused the National Hurricane Center to change how they name tropical storms. USA's John Hunt has the story.
The National Hurricane Center, for only the second time in history, has resorted to using the Greek alphabet as hurricane names this season, after running out of traditional names in a year that continues to smash records. The Greek alphabet comes into play after 21 traditional names like Laura and Sally are used, starting with an A name and progressing through the alphabet as new storms form. The letters Q, U, X, Y, and Z are not used. Subtropical Storm Alpha came to life off the coast of Portugal just after the season's 21st storm, Tropical Storm Wilfred, formed earlier in the day.
A southern state has made it clear who won't be able to vote by mail in November. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns reports.
The Mississippi Supreme Court ruled Friday that fearing COVID-19 does not automatically qualify anyone to vote absentee. The decision clarified whether a lower court ruling would have expanded access to absentee ballots. Mississippi is one of a handful of states that has not expanded access to mail-in voting despite the coronavirus pandemic. State law allows absentee ballots for those 65 and older, those away from home on Election Day, or for those who have to work when the polls are open. Those with a temporary or permanent physical disability can also request an absentee ballot if they cannot vote without substantial hardship or risk.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.